Okay, we'll kick off our post-race availability for today's 36th annual Hisense 4K TV 300 with our runner-up finisher, driver of the number 41 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. That's Kevin Harvick. Kevin, great race out there, especially battle up the front with Blaney. Can you just maybe talk about the end of that race?
Yeah, you know, I knew I was in a pickle there with the 22 behind on the outside, and I knew the 12 had the best car taken off there. He's actually the one that helped us get the lead, pushing us to the lead. So I didn't really know what to do, and he wound up just beating us there on the restart, and that's pretty much it. But just really proud of everybody on our Hunt Brothers Ford. I feel like we were better than the last time we came out and led a bunch of laps and were in contention all day, and just didn't finish it off there over the last few laps.
Okay. If you have a question for Kevin, please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you. We'll start up front here. We'll go to Bob and then come up.
Bob Hockris, ESPN. Could you feel any difference in the grooves with them putting down the PJ1, and do you think they should add any more overnight?
Hard to tell. You know, I think the middle and top would definitely go on the restarts through 1 and 2. It doesn't feel like there's a lot through the middle of 3 and 4. The top would get rolling, you know, after 15 or 20 laps through 3 and 4, but you know, there was definitely options.
Before we go to the next question for Kevin, I want to welcome driver of number 18 Sirius XM Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. That's Christopher Bell. Christopher finished fourth in his NASCAR Xfinity debut. Maybe just talk about your first time out there and top five finish.
Yeah, well, after practice, I knew our Sirius XM Camry was really, really good. Felt like I left a lot out there in the practice, just not trying to overdrive. I spun out whenever I tested here, so tried to get through the weekend without making any huge mistakes. And qualifying, we went out there, and I probably used a little bit too much in the first round, but, man, our Camry was really good. And then after we got spun out on lap two, I was pretty confident that we'd be able to work our way back up there, but every run, I'd have to start tailback and just could get to about 18th before I stalled out. So I knew it was really good, just needed track position to get up there.
Okay, go here, Al, and then open it up.
Kevin, with restarts being so important, if you had to do it all over again, would you take the bottom or still take the top?
That was our choice, and it is what it is, really. I mean, there's, you know, it's if you get the bottom and you get the 22 and the 12 hooked up, you know, you might get beat worse. So it's half a dozen one way or the other.
Al?
Yeah, Kevin, Al Pearson, Auto Week. I don't know if your answer will change now that he's beside you sitting up there, but for a first-time Xfinity driver, you were ahead of Christopher almost all day. Was that a pretty impressive debut for a kid that, I mean, the top six are all Cup drivers except for him? Would your answer be different if he were not there, or is it still the same?
I'm still just trying to figure out what you're asking me. Same answers, different answers. Look, there's a lot of these guys that are going to be really good, and you know, I think obviously when you look at Blaney and Christopher and you could just keep going on and on. Bubba Wallace was up there today. You know, the sport's in good hands, and you know, I think as you look at the experience that these guys are getting at a young age, I mean, they're going to be well seasoned by the time they're about 25. So it's you know, it's just one of those deals where, you know, you're seeing Blaney win these races, and really that's what the rest of them have to do is win these races in order to really get the experience that they need to win on Sunday.
Any questions? Any more questions in the media center? Go over here and then back.
Adam Thunk with Speed Sport Magazine. Chris, you had the opportunity, like you said, to test here at Charlotte a couple of weeks before this race. What were you able to take from that test and incorporate here this afternoon?
Well, I think the test was huge. I've never sat in one of these cars before the test. So whenever Toyota came to me and said that they have some Xfinity races, I was pretty excited that they said Charlotte was the first one, because Charlotte was one of my favorite racetracks last year whenever we got to run the truck race in the day. And then on top of that, having the test was huge. So being able to just get seat time and kind of get a feel for it at the test, I don't think I was very fast at the test. And so I knew that I didn't have to be the fastest car at the test. All I needed to do was get a feel for it and get some laps and come here this weekend and show speed. And thankfully, you know, our Sirius XM Camry was really, really good.
go to the back, and then go to Jerry.
Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network. Christopher, what was the biggest challenge? Because you were kind of all over the place as far as in the running order the first part of this race. What was the biggest challenge that you encountered when you were trying to fight your way up through the field? And then in the final laps as you're running against all these Cup guys, what's going through your mind emotionally and mentally as you're fighting with these guys in the closing laps?
So whenever I go to the back, I knew that my Camry was super fast. It was really good, and I knew it was capable of running up front. But whenever you're passing guys, you can pick through a couple of them, and you got new tires and everything's good, and then all of a sudden you catch a guy at the wrong spot and get trapped on the bottom, and you slip once, and then you try it again, you slip twice, and then all of a sudden you've overheated your rear tires, and you're pretty free. So the biggest thing was just trying not to get stalled out behind guys, and I failed to do that. Every time I kind of reach a position and be better than the guy in front of me and couldn't complete the pass, get my tires too hot, and then I'd fall back again. So I think the biggest thing was our pit stops were really strong. That got us a lot of positions. And then at the end, I was able to restart on the top. And whenever you get on the top, it's a lot easier than the bottom.
Go to Jerry and check the press box.
Kevin, Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, .net, PRN, over to your left. Next week, it's Dover, and with that race being also a chase race, can you do you attack that any different going into it next week? What's your mindset going into?
We're going to have the same mindset that we would pretty much every week, and that's just go there and try to get your car handling as good as you can, and look through everything and prepare during the week just like you would every week. So really nothing different.
Do we have anything in the press box? Okay. Anything else down here in the media center? Oh, sorry. Go to Bob.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. Christopher, when you spin out and very early in your debut, are you thinking, oh, and what kind of day is this going to be? Or did you have enough experience? You had enough experience in trucks that, like, these are long races. I'm gonna have time to get back.
Well, I'd never really ran in traffic before today. Yesterday or Thursday, I ran behind a couple cars, but I was really pleased how the dirty air was so much less effective than they are on the trucks. So that was kind of a breath of fresh air. And so taking that experience from Thursday. I really figured I'd be fine whenever I spun out on the second lap, as long as the splitter wasn't torn up whenever I went through the grass. And thankfully it wasn't. But I don't know. I really thought that I could drive up through there faster and easier than what I did. But like I said, it's just whenever you catch mediocre cars that you're faster than and you can't just drive by them, you get trapped on the inside. And I started slipping and get my tires too hot, and that's all she wrote for that run. So if it wasn't for the pit stops and the outside line restarts, I don't think I would have got up there, but JGR does a fantastic job, and I'm just lucky to be in that car.
Go, Greg.
Greg Engel, Auto Week. Actually, for both of you, Kevin, I'd like to know what you thought about the upper lane for tomorrow, if maybe it's going to work, if it's going to be better as the race goes on. And then, Chris, you're kind of been the comeback kid for the last 2 weeks. How much confidence does this give you to say, hey, if I got a clean race, I'm really going to be a contender?
Yeah, I think same thing I said earlier about the track to Bob. It's good on the restarts to go through the middle of one and two. You can get through three and four okay, but I think as you run longer, the middle and the top get better and better through one and two. And I could run the very top in three and four and make pretty good time. So it seems like it's better through one and two for me, it was anyway, than it was in three and four.
So, what was the question?
You've had to come back the last two races and you've done so magnificently. How much confidence does this give you to say, hey, if I can win the race and I don't have any issues, I'll be contender?
Well, it's great experience for me getting to run in traffic. I feel like I got my fair share of experience in that. Last year in the truck series, I felt like we were coming back a lot. So, it's nice to know that I can do it and we're able to move back up through the field, but I just got to put it all together. It sucks having to come back up through there. Your day is a lot easier whenever you can stay up front and you're in cleaner air, your car drives better. So I just got to execute and do a better job at the beginning of the races and not make these mistakes. So, it's going to be easier once we stay up front, but we're going to keep digging either way.
Okay, do I have any more questions for these gentlemen? All right, Kevin, Christopher, thanks so much for your time. Congrats today.